Flag Show.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. Plus, the live video feed, the Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Monday. You know it. What's going on, Carrie? You good?
I'm fine. How are you?
Getting her done. Trying to stay coronavirus free. You and yours good?
We are. We are.
Polo, Sam along for the ride, too. Going to have Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue on the program today. People are worried about the food supply. He's here to say, don't be. We'll outline that. Plus, Dinesh D'Souza, movie maker, movie producer, author, all-around great guy. Is socialism seeping in during this time? The answer is yes. We'll talk about how. The media all siding with China, which is very strange. I do have a PAGS parody that was suggested by Gabby. I don't do a very good job with it, but I did it anyway. So I think it's a good... It's a what?
I didn't say anything.
Well, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire, famous for being awfully funky and a lot of falsetto, which I did not even try. I just took it down and up.
Yeah, okay.
I could have gone for it, but I did not go for it. There's some harmony there for you, though. It's just something a little fun to have, Carrie. Don't always naysay the fun.
All right, I don't. I need some fun. Today has been fun. Today has been zero fun.
Today is anti-fun?
Yes.
So I'm floating around the Twitters a little bit earlier, and the president did the news conference. And, of course, yesterday, the whole thing was boycott the news conference, boycott Trump press conferences or some crap. I'm like, what? So if he didn't, can you imagine if he didn't do a daily press conference, the fit they would have?
I know. I tell you, there's no winning for this guy.
Right.
Absolutely no winning when it comes to the media.
And then the wind kicked up, so people, I'm sure, will be making fun of his hair.
Mm-hmm. He made a joke of it or made light of it.
Of course he did. Yeah, of course he did. And then he brought Mike Lindell up from MyPillow. And just so that people understand, MyPillow does not sponsor this program. If they wanted to, I'd be happy to take their sponsorship. But I'm not talking about him because I'm taking money from him. Not that I would do that for anybody, but I'm just saying it's not like I have a relationship. I don't even know Mike Lindell. But I guess he's reworking and retooling his factory to where he's going to help make some supplies that the medical people need, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Why is that a problem? They actually attacked the guy.
Why? For what?
I'm looking at it and I'm going, what? I mean, he's trending, and for some reason, it's a bad thing that he's retooling. Now, when you click on MyPillow, which is the second trend, the people on the left are literally attacking him. And I'm going, what? Why? What are you doing?
This makes no sense. That's nuts.
So, I mean, and I'm trying to go down, see if I can find some of these leftist idiots that are going nuts.
I guess because apparently he also, because his factories will be producing 50,000 of these N95 masks by Friday.
Good.
And then I guess he was encouraging people to read their Bibles and spend time with their families.
Right. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Like the one guy, the F word, MyPillow guy. Your problem with him helping is what? I mean, do they not know? Do they watch these news conferences with the volume down? The guy is not going to make what, you know, the things that he makes a really good profit with. He's making something that's going to help immediately. Seriously, people are literally freaking out about
nasty.
It.
Nasty.
Are you looking at them?
Yes.
They're horrible.
Yes.
I mean, seriously. He retooled his entire company to make face masks.
My thing is they probably thought, okay, they see the MyPillow guy. Why is he up there with Trump and not even bothering to know how many masks that he's making at his factories? They don't know the whole story. They don't.
Are you F word kidding me? He has the MyPillow guy on to sell his garbage product during a pandemic briefing? Question mark?
Yeah. No, they're not paying attention.
But how stupid did he have to be? Ali Vesey from CNN, or formerly, I don't know if he's still there, Trump just called the MyPillow guy up to the podium in the Rose Garden. You cannot make this stuff up. But he's retooling his whole factory to help. How stupid do people have to be? Yeah, just when I think they've just about topped off on stupidity, they do something like this. What am I missing?
Wow. That's terrible.
And listen, there are people comparing, oh, he's on high rotation on Fox News Channel. His ads are. He buys them. He pays for them. Just like anybody who's on high rotation on MSNBC or CNN or on my show. They pay for the time. I mean, don't hate on a guy who's literally helping. And those that are complaining haven't done anything to help. But he dared say, read your Bible? That's the problem? Okay, I need hold on. I need this today. Okay, hold on a second.
Where's my box? That's what I need.
Icy cold. Icy cold. So, yeah, you can't win for losing. I saw already the idiot leftist last night. The trending tweet was, or the trend was, boycott Trump press conferences. I don't understand. He's literally the leader of the free world. He's literally the president of the United States. And if you boycott the press conferences, you won't get the vital information from the CDC, from the FDA, from all the different cabinet departments. I mean, these are people that are giving you daily briefings, not because they feel like it needs some airtime. They're doing it to keep you informed. Any network that pulls away from it should no longer be a network and should no longer be on your list of what to watch.
But you know what they're thinking. Well, he can't have his big campaign rallies or campaign stops, so he's using these to make sure he gets reelected in November.
Well, I mean, I've watched them. He hasn't said anything about vote for me.
No. You know what I mean? He has not.
He's giving numbers. He actually today, for the first part of that entire thing that I was watching, was just reading numbers. Here are the number of beds. Here are the number of beds on the ship that's coming up. Here's what that ship is going to do. I don't understand. Here's the ventilators we have. Here's some new machinery that will sanitize masks and let them be used again. Never heard him say, reelect me. Yet the left is certainly taking advantage of this and trying to see what they can do. What's funny is, have you been watching any of the Joe Biden, you know, videos that he's doing from his house or whatever?
I've seen little snippets of them.
Carrie, every single day, it's a new gaffe by Joe.
Yeah.
Every single day. There is so much information there for us to just laugh at. I mean, it is the comic relief that we all sought in this very, very harsh time. Joe Biden from his house. I mean, and they're throwing him these softballs. I mean, not only are these softballs, but they're about the size of a bowling ball, but really, really soft and light for him to hit it out of the park. And every single time, he either bunts or whiffs. Every time. And then when he gets messed up, he says, well, listen. He does that listen. Like he's got, I've got to just forget everything I just said. Listen, here's what we should do. So strange. Then Nancy Pelosi with a soundbite yesterday. I don't even have it queued up. I don't want to hear her nasty voice on my show right now. But her with a soundbite about how horrible he's been and the number of dead doubled overnight while he this, that, and the other. Isn't that the same Nancy Pelosi that actually cost a week?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where the legislation could have been done. Yes. They had to wait an entire week to make her happy?
Yes. Yes.
You hear the Kennedy Center? They got $25 million in that plane. Just laid everybody off.
I know.
Carrie, help me out.
I can't.
They got $25 million, which is unconnected to coronavirus, and then they laid everybody off.
I have no idea.
So they just get to keep the $25 million. Is that what happens? How does that work?
My guess is yes.
So there's madness going on. Now we're hearing April 30th. I just read somewhere that in one state in Virginia, what is he locking it down until June?
Yeah, I heard that this afternoon.
What the hell is going on? So I'm a little bit, you know, blown away by it all. I mean, the obvious advice is just stay at home, right? Stay at home.
Yes.
And that, in fact, is how I lead into the PAGS parody, which I called Stay at Home. Any idea what song? I told you the artist. Suggested by one Gabby. Gabby PAGS.
I can't think of it.
Poll, any idea? Earth, Wind, and Fire song? Stay at Home?
You're saying falsetto stuff. Was it Reasons?
No, but no, it kind of sounds like Stay at Home. But, I mean, a lot of their songs are falsetto. And I did not do any falsetto in this song. I just didn't have it in me today.
Oh, God.
Sam?
The only song I can think of off the top of my head is that song, September. But I don't know how that would fit.
No.
It's not that one.
But the thing is, you probably didn't know this song by its title. But you definitely know the song. Does that help or not?
I'm thinking that it's Les Groove Tonight.
No.
Really?
Three words. But this sounds like Stay at Home.
Maybe I don't know the song.
I don't know.
Oh, you know the song. In fact, you're going to know the song right now. It's the Pags parody, suggested by Gabby. Stay at home. You definitely know the song. I mean, everybody knows the song. You still know what it's called, do you?
No.
Done by Earth, Wind, and Fire, it's called Sing a Song. But David, stay at home. Let's go. When you feel down and out, stay at home and scream and shout. There's no time out. Stay at home and don't go out. Come on, Carrie, you see, you need to lighten up. Spend some time on your hip. Uh-huh. Stay at home, no one's gonna care. It's called a balloon note, don't make a face. Mm-hmm. Don't go out, just stay clear. Stay at home in your underwear. Let's go. Stay at home. Everybody harmony. Stay at home. One more time. Stay at home. Stay at home. You guys are haters. You don't know anything about music, clearly. Oh, you're both making faces like you have the fart.
I know, I was cracking up the phone. There's something wrong with you. Wow. Dude.
You guys don't know the song, obviously.
Ooh, I know that song.
Purposely outside. Come on. Here we go.
Oh, there's more?
Do you have enough TP? TP, you do your fancy freight. None on the shelves, you see. People gobbled it up, then they fleed. Why not take what you need? It's on purpose. A freak out is on indeed. Seriously. You can't do church on your knees. Arresting pastors behind lock and keys. Everybody. Stay at home. Stay at home. You're both on camera. Stay at home. Stay at home. Little something, little Pags parody called Stay at Home, suggested by one Gabby Pags. It's based on Sing a Song by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Carrie and Polo, I now know, have no idea whatsoever.
Let's vote.
Have no idea whatsoever what music is about. They're called blue notes. That note is on purpose. Don't make a face like I missed a note. There's something wrong with you both. I want you to get music classes. I will pay for music theory classes.
Let's vote.
For you both.
Let's go.
You don't get a vote today. You voted with your face.
You hit that note right in its eyes.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Yeah. I did. Absolutely. That is exactly the note I went for. It's exactly the right note. Now, because of your faces, people now understand who you are. I showed you the whole time, making faces.
Can't help it.
Your eyebrows went up. Do you not understand what a blue note is? What the blue note scale is?
That's fine with the blue note. I don't care about the blue note. But, yeah, I got to vote no on that one. Yeah. Big fat no. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Listen, you're a hater. We knew that was going to happen anyway.
Not a hater.
Polo, go ahead. Go ahead. Join her. Go ahead.
I mean, you're no Tiger King.
I don't know what that means. What's a Tiger King?
It's a series on Netflix. His name's Joe, actually.
I wouldn't know what that is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
He calls himself Joe Exotic.
Come on, Polo.
I'm going to have
to
say no.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, I almost want to say yes, just so I can hear you play again.
No, I don't want to hear your crap. I don't want to hear that. Don't give me that crap, because I saw both of your faces when I hit the notes correctly, and thought that they were wrong. You must not know the song. You must not.
We know the song, yeah.
No, you clearly don't.
No, we do.
I think you should play it again.
But she didn't say it was good or not. She just wanted to play it again. Was it good or not?
I mean, yeah, it should be played again, totally.
Wow.
She never answered your question.
During the song, I got emails from people telling me how great the harmony was. During the song playing.
I got a message from Facebook, too. Kelly said that song drove me to the box, and there's a picture of box wine on her table. So I'm going to say that's a no.
You get it from your house?
Three notes.
You bought all the wine, didn't you? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. It's interesting. When people don't have any idea how music is done, this is how they react. And God bless you both. Seriously, when the coronavirus is over, I'm sending you both to the local college to get some music appreciation classes.
Don't need it.
Because you don't appreciate the music, clearly.
No, I do. Good music, yes.
I got to hear about how horrible your day was. I just brighten it up and I get made fun of. This is what I live with every day.
Wow. Oh, my God. 888-941-PAGS.
If you want to hear it again, let me know if you want to correct them on how wrong they are in those notes not being the right notes. Because, again, when I hit those notes, they both made a face like it was wrong.
It just...
Seriously.
Okay.
It just what?
It sounded bad. And we are entitled bon Jovi to
got, I hope Bon Jovi got canceled because I was going to buy you tickets. It's done. You're not even a friend.
I am, too.
You're surely entitled to your
opinion.
As wrong as it is, you're entitled to it. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Chime in on the parody. Also, you can stop by Twitter, at Joe Talk Show, at JoeTalkShow. Go there. If you like it, I want to hear from you. If you hated it, that's fine. I'll hear from you as well on that. 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Stay here.
Joe Pags. News Radio 1200 WOAI.
Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. WOAI, an iHeartRadio station.
Great to have you, Motown Monday, the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Can't be mad at my friends, Carrie and Polo. They've got an opinion, which is wrong, but they've got an opinion, which is fine, on the Pags parody. Stay at home. I honestly, I don't think you guys know the original song. I think that's the problem.
I do. We both do.
No, I don't think
actually.
You do.
Yeah, we do. Yes.
Pretty sure you don't.
Oh, no. Not again.
Would I really play my parody okay. right now?
You're scaring really? Me. Okay, all right. Yeah, I know this song. Yeah.
Now he does it up an octave, but the notes are solid.
That's a good song.
Right. Now listen. Aren't you mad at him? He did a blue note there. Uh-oh. Listen.
I don't care about the blue notes.
No, same exact thing I just did right there, but I did it down an octave.
Okay, well. Okay.
Are you mad at him?
No.
But he's all outside.
Not at all. Love it. Love
it. Yeah, neither one of you are mad because you're haters. Yeah, honestly, he just did exactly what
why
I did.
Why are you so hurt about
because,
this?
Because, listen, I want you to hate the song if you truly hate the song, but don't make a face when I hit a note that you think is wrong. It wasn't.
It did.
Well, I'm going to need you to get him examined. I'll pay for it.
See, because when he did it, it didn't hurt my ears to hear it.
Because you guys are haters. You don't hate him. Work with him for a while. You'll end up hating him, too.
Maybe so. But the thing is, like, I was telling Cass during the commercial break that if we really were haters, we wouldn't have made an expression at the exact same time.
Because I think you both don't understand good music.
That's
all right. So, I turned on the radio. My favorite radio talk show host, just in time to hear the parody. Stay at home. Lucky me. I'm not sure if they liked it or not. Richard, not the best, not the worst. Nan says, like it, just can't get enough of those Pags harmonies. Good job. The times are changing. Stay at home. Lose your crew. This was great. Love the harmonies. A shot of whiskey. Wow, Joe. Parody was exactly what I needed. Thank you for another great performance. Brian says, amazing parody. Some of your best rhythm and harmony arrangements to date. So, now, of course, Brad hated it. Your buddy Brad. Pretty good, but lovely, talented Miss Carrie is
thank
right.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you.
Of course, Brad's a hater. And I like the song from Pat. Many more comments. We'll probably play it again. Keep it here. Mm.
Joe Pags.
8 on the Michael Berry Show.
All right, great to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks. It is the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Glad to have you along for the ride. Dinesh D'Souza on this program also. We will have Secretary Sonny Perdue from the Department of Agriculture on the program. Make sure you stick around for that. Got to remind you about Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV, get it done. So much is happening so fast with the coronavirus story. Two things you can do. First, tune into Sean Spicer's new show on Newsmax TV. As President Trump's press secretary, Sean that is, was at war with the fake news. Now, Sean's on Spicer and Company, exposing them and defending President Trump. Newsmax TV is giving the real truth about the coronavirus. You can find Newsmax TV on DirecTV 349, Dish 216, Xfinity 1115, Spectrum, Fios 615, UVerse 1220, Cox and more. Check your channel guide. The second thing you can do is vote in Newsmax's poll on President Trump's handling of the crisis. The big media are blaming him, but you can let your opinion be known right now. Vote today in Newsmax's poll by texting the word vote to 39747. That's 39747. The word vote to 39747. Newsmax is going to share the poll results with Congress and with the media, and only takes you a minute. Once again, take out your phone, your device, and text the word vote to 39747. Let your voice be heard right now. Let me go to the phone lines. Hey, Jet.
Big time Motown, Joe Pags. Motown.
AJ. Motown. AJ.
Let's talk to me. What's going on, Motown?
I'm talking to
they
you.
Just found the German state minister found dead. Suicide.
What does that have to do with coronavirus?
Among the coronavirus.
What the heck?
Yeah, pull it up. They say financial fallout. But among the coronavirus, something's going on, Motown. Something ain't right with this virus, Motown. Something ain't right, and we got, man, I'll tell you what. If you talking about conspiracy, Motown, what a joke we got right now. Here you got the governor of Cuomo hiding ventilators big time.
Right.
I mean, why are you stocking ventilators? What are you stocking ventilators for? I mean, you're supposed to be having them for people to use, but now, from what I heard, now I just heard, that they can't use them because they've been in the warehouse for so long. Now, Motown, come on. What's going on around here? Talk to me, man. I'm trying to, then you got Nancy trying to bash the president, and they say, oh, we got to all be together, but they bringing political stuff in this?
Right.
Come on, Motown. We got thousands of, it's going to be thousands dead by the time these Democrats get their head out their bizarre. I'm being nice.
I don't think I've ever heard Bazaki before. I'm with you. There are people that are attempting to play politics when it's not the time to play politics. Let's get through this as a people. Let's move on past it. Attack him afterwards if you want on policy and on politics. But the job the president's doing is an amazing job. And yeah, you're right. He's been proven to be correct when it comes to ventilators and the state of New York. Andrew Cuomo is an idiot who in the same sentence said that it's factually incorrect to say that we're stockpiling ventilators, but we are stockpiling ventilators. What? What am I supposed to make out of that?
But then that's when you bring the idiots in, the fake news.
Yeah, I agree.
When did they ever not get Obama for after 6 months waiting? I'm being nice. I'm trying to not get too excited here. He waited 6 months until his man told him, okay, we got a problem. And then the media,
Yep.
And then look what they're doing to Donald Trump. Is this Motown? Like I said, something ain't right with this picture. Now watch, the pill that they said that they got going that's supposed to be helping the people, watch. Just wait till something happens to one of the people that's taking the pill.
Well, the FDA just approved it. So you got governors in idiotic states saying, I'm not going to allow people in my, like the governor of Nevada, I'm not going to allow people to prescribe that. He can't stop them now. The FDA just said, yes, this is something we approve for you to try on people who have coronavirus. So they've been attacking this pill, and it turns out the president was right about it from the beginning, which is kind of crazy.
But now, wait, real quick, watch him. If something happened to somebody taking a pill, according to maybe they had a bad health problem or something,
right.
Who do you think they're going to blame?
Well, of course.
Who do you think they're going to blame?
It's not going to be Obama, that's
Come
for sure.
Hotel.
Yeah.
Love you, man.
All right,
be
brother.
Safe
right back at you. We'll talk to you in a bit. He gets excited. AJ gets excited. Love to hear from him. It was twice last week because he got so wound up. And we always love to hear from him. 1-800, actually, it's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Going to be line one. Tim is in Missouri. Hi, Tim. What's going on?
Hey, Joe, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I totally loved your PAGS parody.
Thank
this
you.
Week.
It was I appreciate
fantastic.
That. Thank you.
And I think you need to send the haters home for the day.
Well, no, no, that would be a reward. They'd love that. Look at it. They're like, goodbye. Yeah, oh, they're both saying goodbye. Yeah, no, they'd love that. Hey, well, Tim, I just don't think they know Earth, Wind, and Fire like you and I know it. And for them to hate like that really did. It hurt my heart, to be honest.
Well, you hit the blue notes just perfect.
Thank you. So. Thank you. I don't think they know what a blue
That's
note is.
Fantastic.
I think they think a blue note
That's
means a bad
fantastic.
Note. Tim, thanks a million. I appreciate you. Carrie, anything about Tim? I think you
no.
really brought it today. Good call.
No.
Good call from Tim.
No. Got nothing.
Tell you what, I'll play the background music. You guys sing it. Show us how it should be done.
No, I don't want to. Nope. I'm not the singer. Nope.
Are you suggesting I am the singer? Because you've been arguing that point for years.
No, I was not suggesting that either. No.
You said I'm not the singer.
I'm not a singer. Yeah, no.
Mick, Minnesota, what's happening? Hi.
Hey, brother. How you doing, Joe? Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You bet. What's happening?
Well, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit of earlier, as I said. And I don't know if Carrie answered the phone and got me through to you.
No, it was Sam.
But I'm,
it was Sam.
Mike Lindell. Oh, well, Sam. Hi, Sam.
Yeah.
You were speaking about Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
And I'm in Minnesota, of course. And I mentioned about Mike Lindell's book and talking with people and looking into Mike Lindell and how proactive he is with Donald Trump in the assets of being a conservative, a business owner, risk taker, and all that stuff,
and
people not liking him, his book may have a little bit of a left lean to it because people don't understand, okay, his book was crack addict to CEO. So maybe some of the left look at it that way. They'll try to pick any way to pick on him. I don't know.
It's very strange. The guy's retooling his entire factory, which is a positive thing. Yep. The president calls him up and gives him kudos for doing it. And the left, they must not have been listening to what he said. Why would they attack somebody who's actually giving, you know, access to masks to people who don't have them? Why is this, what is this guy's doing, a bad thing? It's very strange to me.
That I find that very strange too, Joe. The fact is, yeah, he's shutting down his company. We all know he manufactures into helping the entrepreneur in the United States and helping people out. I just say, you know, he loves Donald Trump, and anybody on the left will tie it to that, I guess.
Mick, I appreciate you. Thank you. Open line now, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Carrie, if you don't mind, let's throw it. You want to hold that story to the top? You want to put it out there now about the pastor being arrested?
It's up to you. I got it ready, so.
Let's put it out there now. Start and let people start thinking about it, because I know that places like New York and places like California, they're releasing prisoners from jail. I mean, some of them really bad people, like murderers and rapists. Some nonviolent offenders, but they're making space in prison for pastors. I mean, if you dare gather and pray, and in New York, and do you have the New York England is too, where De Blasio is like permanently shut down churches? Do you have that part?
I don't think so. Not in this one. I could find it, but
no, it's okay. Just give us what you have.
From Fox 13, the pastor of a Tampa megachurch is facing charges after refusing to close its doors despite a safer at home order in effect in Hillsborough County meant to stop the spread of COVID-19. The sheriff says up to 500 people were in attendance at Pastor Rodney Howard Brown Sunday services. Sheriff Chad Cronister and State Attorney Andrew Warren on Monday announced an arrest warrant had been issued for Pastor Howard Brown. He faces misdemeanor charges of unlawful assembly and violation of public health emergency order. And the river at Tampa Bay Church held two services Sunday, Cronister said, and even offered bus transportation for those services. And the church's live stream showed a packed crowd cheering and applauding. They have access to technology allowing them to live stream their services over the internet and broadcast to their 400 members from the safety of their own homes. But instead, they chose to gather at church, Cronister said during a press conference. Howard Brown, 58, was taken into custody Monday afternoon in Hernando County, where he lives, and released 40 minutes later after posting a $500 bond. His attorney later took issue with the Hillsborough County order, claiming it allows companies like Amazon to operate while shutting down churches. And not only did the church comply with the administrative order regarding six-foot distancing, it went above and beyond any other business to ensure the health and safety of the people, insisted Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver. Contrary to Sheriff Conister's allegation that Pastor Howard Brown was reckless, the actions of Hillsborough County and the Hernando County Sheriff are discriminatory against religion and church gatherings.
I mean, it's true. They are being discriminatory, but, you know, especially if they had the 6 to 8 foot social distancing thing going on, I don't understand why they would come after a pastor knowing that they are literally releasing prisoners from prison. They're saying we don't want the prisoners to catch coronavirus. That's the reason they're giving. Now, in New York, there was a gathering, and de Blasio, the idiot, came out and said, if you see any religious organization gathering like this, make sure you report it. We will go down there and shut it down, and we might take a look at shutting them down permanently. I'm going, what? Somebody in the government is actually saying he has the authority to shut down a religious institution or place of worship permanently? I mean, is he smoking the crack? He didn't have that right. The Constitution does not cease to exist because we've got a virus from China in our midst. And a mayor of a city doesn't have the authority or right to say, I'm going to close down your church or temple or mosque permanently. He doesn't have that right. He doesn't have that ability. But he does show the leanings towards being a dictator. He does show that he wants all the power and control and thinks that he's the smartest guy in the room, will make the decisions for all of us. That's a problem. It's a major problem. We talked to Ted Poe, a few days ago, and Poe said, we're losing our civil liberties, and we shouldn't. Simply because there's a virus amongst us. It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We're coming right back. Stay here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Every day.
All day.
Every hour.
Just to stay informed.
Everything you need to stay informed. On News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Love to hear from you. Said you give up your First Amendment because there's a virus? How about your Second Amendment? The president said, you know, gun sales are essential. That's a smart move by him. Do you give up any of your rights because there's a virus? You know, listen, I get that a strong suggestion can be made. But, you know, when you're talking about quarantining entire cities or a state like Virginia saying we're going to be in lockdown until June, I think that that overreaches and overextends what the government's ability is to do. And I think that it's almost like a test to see how far they can go. So raising your voice when they say, well, we're going to probably arrest some pastors and maybe shut down churches permanently, you got to call them out on it. You got to call it BS. Another piece of BS, stop airing Trump is a new hashtag on Twitter. Stop airing Trump. Because, again, if you don't air him, then what, he's not doing the job of informing the American people? Kerry, why isn't it a better idea? Like if people don't like my parody, although you and Polo are stuck, you have to listen to it. But if people don't like my parodies or don't like what we talk about or don't like you or Polo or Sam, can't they just shut it off?
They can, yeah. Yes, do so.
So
find something else.
If you don't like that Trump is on TV, do you have to watch him?
No, you do not.
So what is this? Boycott Trump. Stop airing Trump.
Yeah, I guess there's an online petition going around.
I mean, they're not saying it for themselves. They're saying it to stop other people from seeing. You know why they're doing it? Because his poll numbers are up. People are getting good information from him. People think he's doing a good job here. Yet they keep on pushing this. There's an online poll. Who's doing the poll?
A petition. I don't know. I just happened to see on my Facebook page somebody had shared it. Stop with the lies. Sign the petition.
Why do you have that person connected to you on Facebook? Is it a relative?
No, it is not.
Delete.
Mm.
Why'd you look at Polo? Is it Polo who's circulating that?
It is not Polo. No.
No. You looked right at it, but I asked you that.
It's not Polo.
It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Listen, if you haven't tried Superbeet Soft Chews yet, you're missing out. Superbeet Soft Chews are a delicious snack you can take on the go and support your heart health. Superbeet Soft Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Superbeet Soft Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy the way nature intended without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just 2 delicious soft chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. Do what I do. Support your heart health with delicious Superbeet soft chews. Get your Superbeet soft chews today at joelovesbeets.com. Listen, when you buy 2 bags, they're going to throw in a 3rd bag for free. That's joelovesbeets.com. Get a free bag of Superbeet soft chews right now. Superbeets helps you to create the nitric oxide, the miracle molecule in your body that you used to create and used to produce at a much higher level when you were younger. You don't make as much as you get older, so get these now to help replenish that. joelovesbeets.com right now. To the phone lines, line one, Brian's in Alabama. Brian, what's going on?
Salutations, Sir Pags.
Thanks, man.
I love your show.
Thanks.
And for a couple of years, it took me that long to get along there, and I love your parodies.
Thank you.
Even if I don't like them. So, that's part of it. So on this last one, my Papillon was going along with your missed notes and going along with them, and I'm saying you should have gone with a different band, and that would be Earth, Wind, and You're Fired.
All right, Brian, very good. So, yeah, your Papillon doesn't understand notes either. See, he actually said you missed notes, as if that were a fact of some sort. It's not. There were no missed notes. But at least he's nicer than you, Kerry, in that he said, I love your parodies even when I don't like them.
Now, what does that mean? I will not say that. I don't know what that means.
That means that he likes that they're part of the show. He enjoys that we inject those in the show.
You
should enjoy
that.
It, too. Unless you want your bad day to continue at 5 o'clock. It's up to you.
I really don't.
A horrible day so far. And I lighten the mood a little bit, and I still get grief.
Why are you so sensitive about this today? I don't understand. I think
question.
You are. You
give me grief.
Yeah. Wow. I always give you grief. Never this sensitive about it. You all right? Everything going okay?
Don't make me comment on that blouse today.
There's nothing wrong with this blouse.
I can give it back. If you're going to come at me, I'll come at you. Okay.
Okay. What about Polo?
No,
why are you taking it all out on me?
What? Because Polo at least has normally said, sure, play it again. I mean, today he hated it, fine. But you'd like never even go there. It's just, I hate it, and I hate you, and you suck.
I never said I hate you. I never.
Let me very quickly. Joe, I've got less than a minute. Take it up. Let's go.
Yes, I just wanted to know what your take was on the Democrats' despicable yet predictable politicizing of this coronavirus. They claim that Trump failed to act, you know, in a timely manner. Yet if you look back, when the virus first broke out in China, I guess it was around December, a month after that, he imposed travel restrictions.
And they called him xenophobic, yeah. They called him xenophobic.
Yeah, and what were they preoccupied with at that time, if you remember? It was impeachment.
Right.
And I also want you to I want your take on Pelosi when, you know, she continues like a broken record claiming Trump failed to act in a timely manner. Yet, where was she when this bill was being passed?
She's a horrible person. Here's my comment on Pelosi. Joe, I got to go. I appreciate you. She's a horrible person. That's my comment on Pelosi. Give it here.
This is the Joe.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pag Show.
This is the Joe Pag Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all of that and more right there. Also, the live video feed, the Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Monday. That's right. Sure, if I'll play my Pags parody again, there was so much hate thrown my way. Not sure. Think about it. You know, I always appreciate everything these people do. I get no appreciation. It's okay.
That's not true.
My name's on the show, appreciate so I guess I can take it. I was thinking about a quarterly bonus this time. Maybe I'll just rethink that. I don't know.
But don't you want your friends to be honest with you? You don't want us to lie to you because we're such good friends. Right? Good friends
don't do
that.
Well, I do want my friends to be honest, but I'd rather you guys just lie.
Okay, I see. Your acquaintances and your employees. No, okay.
Not at all. You guys are good peeps. You're allowed to be wrong every once in a while. It's fine. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Glad to have you along for the ride. I want to reiterate a few things that are going on. We've got Dinesh D'Souza, bottom of this hour. Good long interview. About socialism, about what we're facing, about what we don't know about this crisis. Why are we reacting this way when, in fact, we haven't reacted this way at all to any other crises like this, like H1N1, swine flu, like SARS, like MERS, like all this stuff. This sort of a lockdown, this national shut the economy down, has never happened before. It's very, very strange. So we delve into that. He's also got a new book coming out, new movie that he's working on. So we'll get into all of it. And we also see how does what's happening now in our country and across the globe relate to socialism. And when you hear somebody like de Blasio in New York saying we might shut down some places of worship permanently, it makes you, you know, shudder a little bit in your shoes. Go, can he do that? Can he tell somebody you cannot be open again for worship ever? When you say the word permanently, that's what it means. Carrie, do you think he misspoke or do you think that he meant permanently?
I'm going to say he probably meant it.
He can't think he's got that right just to usurp the First Amendment. That's so weird to me. So we'll delve into that. It is. We'll delve into that a little bit more. Imagine somebody telling you you can't worship as you see fit. Sounds a lot like the Soviet Union. Sounds a lot like China. Sounds a lot like North Korea. It does. It sounds a lot like those places, which is not a good thing. So we've got that angle at 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. And I guess the trend about stop airing Trump has to do with this. I don't know how to say her name. I'm not being disrespectful. Some PBS reporter, Yamichi or something. Do you know this person?
I do not.
I don't know how you say it. It could be Yamichi. I don't know because I'm not familiar with her. Although when you see his news conferences, she is a young black woman with short hair who always asks some loaded question. And I guess today she was asking about Seoul, South Korea. And he misspoke and he said that they had a population of 38 million when really they have a population of 10 million. So, I mean, I'm not really sure. I guess they got him, you know, in his hour long or however long it was news conference. He said something wrong. That's it. The guy's done. I don't remember her or anybody else calling out Obama when he said corpsman or said 57 states or we're going to use a breathalyzer on asthmatics. I mean, I made fun of him, but people like that certainly didn't call him out when he made a mistake. They just looked the other way. So with this guy, they're hanging on every word. But what's startling to me, I guess, and I'm somebody who asks questions for a living. I do interviews, and I ask questions because I want answers. I don't necessarily argue with those I'm asking questions of. If I am, I'll say it's a debate. Like I had the one back and forth with the guy, the former congressman or former senator from, what was it, Connecticut or something, or New Hampshire. And I said in the front, this is, we're going to debate this. Let's hash it out. Let's go. We disagree. And then that's what we did. That's the hat I put on as a debater. With the people who are covering the president at the White House, that's not the job. The job is ask a question, Let him answer it. And now the people consuming your news or your information can now decide whether they buy it or not. It's not your job to follow up and say, that's not true. And you said, Babadoo. There's a protocol when you're a journalist. You just keep a journal. You tell people what it is that you gathered all day and what information it is that you want to now bring to them and let them ingest it and say, okay, here's what I feel about that. I don't like the guy. I do like the guy. I don't like what he said. I do like what he said. The job is not every question this way, because for 2 days now, she's asked questions that have gotten her trending. And of course, the legacy media all lines up behind her saying, oh, it was appropriate that she asked that question. And again, she's just asking gotcha questions to get noticed. And people listening right now, Carrie, are going, yeah, but you're giving her exactly what she wants, Pat. You're giving her the airtime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that I need to counterbalance what the left is doing in the legacy media. And they right now are circling the wagons around her. What I'm going to call her out. She's not being journalistic. She's being antagonistic. I think the president called her question snarky today. Or don't be snarky. Which he has every right to do. But that's why Stop Airing Trump is now trending. That's why. And also Mike Lindell is trending. And MyPillow is trending. Because Mike Lindell dared switch over his facility to make masks instead of pillows. How dare he? As Greta would say, how dare you? So you can't win for losing. You can't lose for winning. Does that make any sense?
Not really, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You can't make masks instead of pillows to help out the medical people who need it at their facilities. You can't be the president and have news conferences every day. And I truly do believe that the fear on the left is if you keep airing the news conferences, he's going to keep on going up in the polls. Now, Andrew Cuomo allegedly in one poll has an 86% approval rating, and he's doing a news conference every day on the air. Carrie, is there anybody coast to coast suggesting we stop showing this guy's news conferences?
No, not that I've heard.
And he was completely dead wrong about ventilators the other day. Yet, that's okay. It's perfectly fine. Keep on airing him because it makes sense. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Dinesh at the bottom of the hour. We've got a lot going on and a lot of people who want to be heard, so let's go to it. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Line two is going to be Sandra in Michigan. Hi, Sandra. What's going on?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Carrie. How you guys doing?
Living the dream.
We are in the dream, too. My concern, I'm the first-time caller, and this has really been bothering me. This talk about from the governors shutting down, churches and synagogues. Have you noticed that they're not including the terminology mosque? And it's bothering me. Why are they not including that? And are they looking at mosques to make sure that these people who are, worshiping in their own way are not breaking their, 10-limit rule or 50-limit rule? But I have noticed that all the articles and all the, press junkets and all the, statements out of the governors only say churches and synagogues.
Well, the story I'm talking about is about the mayor de Blasio out of New York, and he just said places of worship. You're actually seeing them writing churches and synagogues? I haven't seen that written anywhere. Where is it written?
Yeah. I thought I had seen in Governor Whitmer's thing about churches and synagogues, and another one of the other governors mentioned churches and synagogues, and that's why I said I never call, but this really bothered me because it seemed like everything I was reading on the Facebook or, all the Breitbart and things like that were all these referrals to churches and synagogues and not one mention of mosques.
Well, again, I haven't seen what you're talking about and I haven't seen it written down. I'll look it up. I'll see if I can find where they're mentioning churches and synagogues and not mosques. That would certainly be stupid. If they're going to do it, they have to mention places of worship. You can't leave out certain religions. That would be ridiculous. But I'll check it out, right, Sandra. I don't know. I have no idea. I have not seen it written where they're saying churches and synagogues and not mosques, but I'll look it up very quickly. Not a problem. I mean, I've got one story that says Governor Whitmer in Michigan exempts churches and synagogues and mosques, et cetera, from large gathering restriction. But that was in March. That was on March 21st, so that's almost 10 days ago. The Free Press on the 21st also said that she exempted churches from penalties. 7 days ago, churches in Michigan still get penalty exemption under the new rules. And again, it says churches, synagogues, and mosques. So I'm not really sure. I'm not seeing it where mosque is left out. If you've got something as you listen, send it to me. Just email me. Go to joepags.com and send me an email. Click on email. Send me that article. I'll read it. I'll see if they're leaving it out. So far, specifically in Michigan with Gretchen Whitmer. She, when she made that statement, it was about churches, synagogues, and mosques. 2 days ago from ABC News, some states have not barred churches from gatherings despite COVID-19. Gretchen Whitmer, Democrat, has banned gatherings of 50 or more, excluding those congregated in churches, synagogues, and mosques. So she is saying mosques. I don't know if it's not being reported right, but she's certainly saying it. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
News Radio 1200 WOAI.
Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. WOAI, an iHeartRadio station.
Time Monday. Glad to have you here. Welcome to the program. Thanks. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. 12 or 13 minutes away from Dinesh D'Souza. Great information. Great insight into what we're all facing right now. Make sure you stick around for that. Carrie, I wanted to outline what New York State is doing when it comes to prisoners or letting people go from jail. I don't want to just say things, like I said earlier in the program, that they're letting out rapists and or murderers without having some sort of backing in a news source. If you can, outline to people what they're doing. I think this is really important, and the legacy media is not going to tell them about it. Help me out, please.
From The Blaze, 8 sex offenders, 3 of which were convicted of raping children, have been released from jail in New York as part of a Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's statewide initiative to decrease prison populations over fear of spreading the coronavirus. The governor announced the order on Friday, calling for the 1,100 parole violators to be released, citing concerns jails might become hotspots for spreading the infectious disease. Then on Sunday, WIVB-TV reported more than 50 prisoners, including 8 sex offenders, had been released from the Monroe County Jail over the weekend. The report adding 3 of the sex offenders released are considered most likely to reoffend by the state. Greece Chief of Police Patrick Fellon blasted the move, calling it nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense. If you could present an argument to me that makes sense, I'm willing to listen, but this doesn't make any sense, he said. So you have a violent criminal who's done time in state prison, who's been given the chance of parole and not followed the conditions of their parole. That's who you're talking about right now. On Friday, Governor Cuomo directed the state's Department of Corrections to begin releasing inmates who are behind bars for low-level technical violations of their parole. We're releasing people who are in jails because they violated parole for non-serious reasons, Cuomo said Friday night on MSNBC, according to the New York Post. And wherever we can get people out of jails, out of prisons, now we are. And the Department of Corrections told WIVB-TV that it made decisions on which prisoners to release based on review of the underlying technical violation, not the original crime.
I mean, seriously. Man. So they're saying these are people who were out already, violated their parole, got sent back in.
Mm-hmm.
3 of them are likely to reoffend.
Yeah.
And reoffend would mean attacking and raping children, molesting children, and they're just out. And you've got the guy who's the leader of the city of New York saying, oh, and by the way, we will shut down your church permanently if you dare do this, that, or the other. I mean, that's stunning. And somehow Andrew Cuomo is not being questioned or parsed or explained by the media. He's getting 86% approval. He screwed up that whole thing with the ventilators. They had stockpiles that they just left there. And now he's releasing people from prison. At least 3 that we know of are violent offenders on children.
Someone, a journalist, should ask him about that tomorrow during his daily press briefings.
It's more important to ask the president about the population of South Korea,
I guess.
So I'm just going to throw it out there. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Let me go to the phone line, say hello and welcome to Rich, who's in San Antonio. Rich, what's going on?
Well, I'm losing patience for people who are bad to the president.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold because your speakerphone is no good. It's breaking up badly. But, Rich, I do want to hear you. I didn't hang up on you. I just put you on hold. Do me a favor. Oh, he hung up. If you're listening on the radio, either call back holding it in your hand or pull off to the side of the road to where maybe it's a little bit clearer. I do want to hear what you have to say, though. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Sharon in Massachusetts. Hi, Sharon. What's going on?
Good evening, everyone. Stay healthy, eat well, and thank you for the airtime.
Thank you.
I'm in the liberal state of Massachusetts over here. I'm sort of a lone conservative at the college where I teach, but this is a very, very dangerous and a very you know, interesting time where people need to come together. And I need to ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
On the, as a message to young people who are so supportive, pro-socialism, pro-almost bordering communism, where's Bernie Sanders in all this? Do you realize what this country would look like if it were one-payer system, Medicare? Do you think all these private sectors will be able to come forth and support all of the industries that they're doing right now? They'd be tripping over their own feet. So buyer beware, young people. I hope you agree with me, Joe. And also, on that note of devotion and dedication, where's Pelosi and Sanders? I haven't seen them come up and donate time and millions of dollars to their own states. Good night and God bless you.
All right, I appreciate you, Sharon. Thank you. You know, very well said. I agree with you on socialism, and this should be a wake-up call, and we should keep on highlighting to people, this is what socialism would look like. The government telling you that you can't go anywhere, what you can do, what you can eat, where you can work, how much money you can have, where you can live, the whole thing. This is a preview of what full-on government control would look like. There are a few people like the Pelosi's out there and the de Blasio's out there and the Cuomo's out there who would run the joint and tell us exactly what we can and can't do. And that's not acceptable, not to a free liberated spirit like America was built on. And at some point, we have to stop this. Now we're talking about shutting it down another 30 days. And now Virginia, you're going to shut it down until June. There are our governors who are showing their colors. They're trying to stop you from being able to buy a gun. They're trying to stop you from being able to congregate and have a higher power to be your guide. I mean, none of that's okay. In fact, it's the opposite of okay. And at some point, we have to put our feet down. If we don't, we're going to find ourselves in dire straits. Because this is, again, it's a serious crisis. It's real. There are people getting sick and dying from it. I understand that. But it's also a trial run. It's also them throwing up a trial balloon. And that's a major issue, throwing up a trial balloon. Because if it sticks, if they feel like polls say a majority of people would be okay with living life where the government tells us what we can and can't do, then they'll try to implement it big time. Just like they just tried to implement the Green New Deal in relief for people. I mean, it's a test. Can we get it in? Well, we'll try again next time. We'll try again next time. Let's do it again next time. And they'll keep on putting it in until it's 51% say yes. Then they have the power and control. Then a small handful of people then would be able to tell us, all of us, what we can and can't do as human beings. It's unacceptable in a big way. And by the way, I told you that I watched that streamer who's from Sweden. The other day she said, no, it's great because we've got free hospitals, we've got free education, we've got free this and that. And I said, yeah, but you pay a lot in taxes. Our tax rate isn't so bad. It's like 30 or 35, maybe 40%. And I'm like, our highest tax rate is 35. What's she talking about? So I looked it up. Carrie, I mentioned this before. Do you remember what the tax rate is in Sweden?
Oh, I don't.
The average is 56.6.
Yikes.
Now, here's a young streamer who makes a lot of money streaming video games and so on, who doesn't even know in her own country she's giving up nearly 60% of her pay.
Wow.
The average is 56.6. That means some pay more. Maybe a few pay less. But at the end of the day, don't tell me how it's free. There is no free anything. You guys are paying for it through the nose. You're paying for it through the nose. And then you think that you're getting, you know, great. You're getting some sort of great health care. You're not. You've got health care run by the government that tells you whether you can or can't get the process done. Like I tore my ACL when I was 30. Even then the doctor was like, you know, 30's a little bit late. Maybe you don't even get it repaired. I said, what are you, nuts? I want it repaired. He said, okay, you want it repaired? We're going to repair it. In a place where you've got socialized medicine, they would say, sorry, you're outside of this age group that we've come up with arbitrarily, and you can't get that procedure done that you want done. You need an MRI? Bad, too bad. You're going to have to wait 8 months. That's why a lot of people still flow into the United States, where there's a free market. You can go and pay money and get the MRI or get your ACL repaired. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. We come back. Author, movie maker, great guy, smart dude, Dinesh D'Souza. Make sure you stick around. He's got an interesting take on coronavirus and the panic that it has created. Keep it here. Joe Pags Show coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Nate on the Michael Berry Show.
Great radio stations across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all of that and more, plus the live video feed. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. Glad to have back my friend, author, movie producer, and just all-around great guy, Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh, how are you?
I'm doing fine under the circumstances. Yeah. Hanging in there.
Well, we got the t-shirt memo today, I see, which is good.
Yes. in Texas, it's a little dangerous to wear pink, but... I'm going to pull it off.
I think we're going to be just fine. Yeah, we're roughing to get a little bit, so we don't have our collared shirts and our ties and everything. But that's not really what's necessary. What's necessary is what we're all going through together. You and I think are about the same age. I'm not exactly sure, but we've lived through, you know, SARS and bird flu and the H1N1, which it turned out to be the swine flu. And we have influenza every year that costs about 10,000 to 60,000 deaths. So why the freak out now? You sent something out on Twitter the other day that I've been saying since the beginning. What don't we know? And Dinesh, as a people, we panic when we don't know enough, right?
Yes. Part of it, I think, is the fear of the unknown. A lot of the media reporting on coronavirus is very suspect. So, for example, they'll say things like, you know, the number of cases has doubled in the last 2 days or in the last 3 days. Well, first of all, they don't mean that the number of cases has doubled. They mean that the case count has doubled.
Right.
And those are two completely different things because obviously testing is more widespread. So even if the number of cases were the same, we'd be measuring more cases because we're testing more people. So the reporting of cases doesn't actually measure the spread at all. Now, I think the death count is in some ways a little more reliable measure of the spread because, after all, that is a statistic that can't be waved away.
Right.
We're counting the number of people who die from the virus, and hopefully we're counting them accurately. And that death count has flattened. So that is, I think, encouraging news. The bottom line of it is, to me, the global panic and the global shutdown is still a little incomprehensible. It's a little incomprehensible, and the rhetoric that goes along with it doesn't match the action. So I say to myself, is it the case that the world is in a freakout mode, or is it the case that they're withholding something? Yeah. It could be that they have information that they haven't shared. They don't want to cause even more of a panic than there is. And so there's something we don't know that would make sense of it all. But I have to say that each day I feel this sort of sense of that there's a fill in the blanks here that I'm still waiting for. And what we hear in the public domain doesn't quite match what they're asking us to do.
It's Dinesh D'Souza, great movie maker, great author. Get go to his website for access to all of the stuff that he does. The latest book is The United States of Socialism, which we'll get into in a moment here. But also you're working on the new movie. We can get into why you were able to actually work on it now during the shutdown in a moment. But back to what you just said a minute ago. Not only are they playing games with the count, and then the media uses it like, look, Trump doubled the count overnight. But what they're not telling us as well is as we get higher numbers of people who have been infected with COVID-19 or coronavirus, we also know that mathematically that means that it's not 3% death rate. It's more like 2% or 1% or even less. 3% was the penultimate that it could possibly be because we didn't know who had it and already had it through their system, and they're fine. So there actually is a silver lining to seeing higher numbers and the death count not exponentially going up, right?
Exactly. Since the death count is a fixed number and the number of cases is an expanding number, right, rapidly expanding number, it stands to reason that when you divide the one by the other, the rate of death occurring is going to go down and probably go down pretty dramatically.
Yeah.
But that only begs the question that we have clearly a serious problem. I firmly believe it's more contagious than the flu, for example.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the flu, we don't even dream of shutting down the world economy. So something needs to justify that kind of extreme action. And it's got to be the prospect of just a vast, vast number, not only of cases, but also of casualties and deaths. So that's, we'll have to see if that actually comes to pass. I think that in the beginning, we thought that this was sort of a political hit on Trump, that right, the left was jumping on this for its pure ideological benefit. Now, obviously, the fact that this is going on in India, my sister, who lives in a remote part of India, they have a curfew. You got to do your shopping between 8 and 11 in the morning. So this is clearly a global freeze. And so I think there's obviously a lot more to it. But I also think that the credibility of the World Health Establishment is at stake. This is, by the way, one of the few institutions that people still trust. So if it turns out that this happens to be a great big scare, and we look back in retrospect and think we needn't have done all this, the global health establishment will be will take a tremendous hit. It's one of the few institutions I say we still trust.
Yeah.
And that trust will be out the window.
I couldn't agree more. It's Dinesh D'Souza. Get to DineshD'Souza.com. It's DineshD'Souza.com. And go and get all the movies if you don't have them already. Go and read all the books if you don't have them already. The United States of Socialism. Let's talk about what the left is doing via the media. Via giving a pass to China. We know that this virus started in Wuhan, China, probably because they eat bats there. It went from bats to human beings. Wuhan, China was shut down. We have no clue how many people really had it there. We have no real clue how many people really died there. You know that I know that they're going to hide that number to save face or save their honor. But the media in this country is really what I want to focus on, because just in the last 24 hours, almost every leftist legacy media outlet has been touting the praises of how well China handled this. Dinesh, that is such a foolish thing to say, but they know that people who rely on them for information will believe it. It's just not true. Is there some socialistic aspect to the media joining with the left in this country to not only make Trump look bad, but also to somehow make China, the bad guys in all this, look good?
Well, the socialism that we deal with now is a weird type of socialism that's a little different than sort of classic Marxist socialism. Okay. Because Marxist socialism was basically about class. It was about the rich and the poor, the workers and the capitalist class. Our socialism, I call it identity socialism because it involves the politics of race and of gender, of sexual orientation. So, for example, this attempt to basically say that it's racist to call it a Chinese virus. Marx would not make sense of that. He wouldn't know what you're talking about. But that reflects identity socialism. You're somehow supposed not to identify the source of the disease. Now, if the source of the disease had been Western Europe, if it had come out of Holland and you call it a Dutch disease, no problem.
Right.
Because under identity socialism, it's perfectly okay to indict the white man. Notice, for example, how the white man who brought diseases that killed off the Indians, no hesitation in blaming that on the Europeans, even right. though the white man historically got those diseases from Asia. Those came from Mongolia, from the northeastern Asia.
Right.
So that's part of what's going on. The other thing is that it's not even clear. It could be the Chinese diet, the bats, the monkeys, the dogs, and so on. But it could also be. The Wuhan lab in China was basically boasting that it had the widest collection of viruses in the world. Now, I'm not saying that this was chemical warfare, but I'm saying it's possible that the virus came from there. It was somebody carried it out accidentally. It spread through Wuhan. I notice a kind of unbelievable lack of media curiosity in trying to trace how this quote got out.
Yeah.
Where did it start? Watch the movies Outbreak, or they're always trying to find out where did this start.
Right.
But not here. There's a kind
we're
of
not allowed to ask.
Curiosity.
Yeah, we're not allowed to ask. It's actually a very interesting point. You know, Lyme disease is named after a city in Connecticut. MERS is the Middle East, respiratory syndrome. We've never had an issue about geographically identifying where we get these things. And also, you learn the geography to find out why it happened and how we stop it next time. You're right. This time, you can't do that. You had AOC from the very beginning calling us all a bunch of racists for not going to Asian restaurants. And now she's saying, of course, you should stay home. But the left, they immediately lined up behind this. And I think you're right in the statement you made earlier. And by the way, DineshD'Souza.com, go there. The new book is The United States of Socialism. I think you're right that the left jumped on it because it already existed. I don't think they made it up. I'm not a conspiracy theorist that they made up this pandemic. But man, the Rahm Emanuel saying, never let a serious crisis go to waste, is in full bore here, isn't it?
I think part of it is that the left is desperate here because through a weird set of circumstances, they knocked out all of their own viable candidates and have ended up with Joe Biden. And this guy he should be on Comedy Central. You put him on TV, first of all, he's licking his fingers, he's poking his nose, he's poking his eyes. Then he's looking down at his notes, and even with his notes, he makes no sense.
Right.
So you watch this. If I was on the left, my heart would sink every time the guy appeared on the screen.
Right.
It's not about gaffes. It's basically about a guy who doesn't even quite know where he is. He doesn't know the number. He doesn't know how many grandchildren he has.
He doesn't know what job he's running for. There's a video every day from Biden. So you're right. Go ahead.
So ideologically, I think they have to make the election about Trump.
Yeah.
And they've got to try to sting him and wound him enough. Now, ironically, crises can cut two ways. On the one hand, it's true. They can sink the economy. And to that degree, they take away a powerful talking point for Trump. But on the other hand, a crisis also brings people together behind the president.
Yeah.
FDR used a crisis that way to unify the country behind him. And Trump can do the same thing. And I think to some degree he is. So the bottom line is, it's not clear to me that the politics of this cuts against Trump at all.
Yeah.
And it may well be that it opens the possibility for Trump of an even bigger landslide than he would win otherwise.
A couple of quick last questions with Dinesh D'Souza. I always appreciate the time and the access, Dinesh. As we're watching what's happening in New York, arresting a pastor who dared, you know, put together, or, no, actually it wasn't New York where the pastor was arrested, but in New York, de Blasio, I guess, got wind that somebody dared hold service, and he literally said these words: if we see this happening, or if you see this happening, report it to us, and we will consider closing down that place of worship permanently. In socialism and communism, there is no place for religion, because the government has to be the religion. The government has to be the provider, the be-all, the end-all, the higher power. So do you see an aspect of socialism slash communism coming in when you see them letting rapists and murderers out of prison so they won't get the virus, yet they've got room to arrest pastors?
Well, look at it this way. First of all, would de Blasio ever say something like, if I catch a Planned Parenthood open in New York, not only am I going to shut it down, I'm going to make sure it never opens its doors again. He'd never say that.
No.
The point here is that this shows not only it shows the dictatorial mindset that's behind these guys, because it's not ultimately about saying, hey, guys, listen, let's disband for now. We're in a temporary situation. Obviously, you can resume masses next week or the week after that. But no, his idea is, if I catch you on this, I'm going to use this as a pretext to make sure you never open your doors in the future. So there's a kind of a thuggish mentality here on the part of some of these guys. You actually realize what they would do if you actually gave them power. See, let's remember that some of these measures that we're taking under an emergency situation, they're in recognition of the abnormality of our situation. But in socialist countries, some of the things we experience now, like empty shelves or rationing, you can only buy 2 cartons of milk, that is normal. That's everyday life. And so I think one of the interesting things now is we're getting the kind of experience. Normally, it's hard to describe to people. When Debbie tries to tell people, my wife, about Venezuela, they look incomprehending. Like, what do you mean the stores are empty? What do you mean you can't buy bread? But we are now experiencing in a very small way what that would look like on a permanent basis.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's Dinesh D'Souza, movie maker, author. Go to DineshD'Souza.com. Get all of his stuff. If you don't mind, just give me a quick answer. I know that you guys just finished filming, right? The movie that you're making, and this actually gives you time to edit it and put it together. How did that go down? The timing just happened to be, okay, it's time to lock down and shut down production, and you had finished?
Yeah, I mean, I'm breathing a huge sigh of relief, because at the very end of March and the first 10 days of April, we were filming frenetically both in New York and Pennsylvania. We shot important scenes involving Trump. In fact, young Trump. We recreated some aspects of young Trump. We then went to Pennsylvania. We shot a beautiful scene about Lincoln making his train journey in 1861 from Springfield, Illinois to Washington, D.C. So great footage, important for our movie. And had we punted on that and tried to shoot it later, we wouldn't have gotten it. So now I feel very happy. We've shot about 95% of the movie. We may have to forego the last 5%, but we got enough to make a great film. So we're in the process of just sort of the sausage making process of putting it all together. And it's really fun. So I'm being productive through these times. And Debbie and I are keeping busy on the movie.
And people can get the book right now, United States of Socialism, right?
Yes, it's available for pre-order. It's out the first week of June, okay. But you can pre-order it now.
Beautiful. Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh, thanks a million on short notice today. I saw you tweet the other day and I said, man, I got to get him on to talk about this. Just such great insight. Thanks a million.
Happy to do it.
All right, brother. We're back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
News Radio 1200 WOAI.
Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. WOAI, an iHeartRadio station.
Motown Monday, glad to have you. The Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Love telling you about Helix Sleep. You know, I can't stand it when I hear this idea that one mattress is best for everybody. It's not. Your mattress isn't any good because it wasn't designed for you. It's ruining your sleep. So get a Helix mattress like I did. I love it. I took the Helix Sleep Quiz. It takes just 2 minutes to complete and found the perfect mattress for me. Whether you're a side sleeper, hot sleeper, like a plush or firm bed, just go to helixsleep.com/pags. We're going to match you to a customized mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. Helix Sleep was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of the entire year last year by both GQ and Wired magazines. They've got a 10-year warranty. Try it for 100 nights, risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you're going to love it, so they're not going to pick anything up. Helix is, but they will. Helix is offering up to $125 off all mattress orders for our, my listeners at helixsleep.com/pags. Again, that's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com, then my name, Pags, up to $125 off. One more time. HelixSleep.com/PAGS, up to $125 off right now. Make it happen. Let me go to the phone lines. I've got a quick minute for you. Dr. Robert, what's happening in Alaska? Hi.
Hi, Joe. This is Dr. Thompson. I'm actually an author and a teacher and an expert in American College of Advancement of Medicine. And I finally heard the question asked to the president today, what about ozone? And I kind of like, okay, I've been screaming this for the past several months, as have my colleagues. And I have treated patients already with COVID-19, and their symptoms resolve in about 3 days with direct IV ozone. We also have ultraviolet light, and this is not new technology.
I gotta stop you because I'm not as smart as you are, and I want to make sure that I'm hearing you correctly. You're literally saying use ozone, like from the ozone layer, to provide medicine or help to people with COVID-19?
Yes. Yes, has been used intravenously to treat viruses since 1918.
Well, how do you do that? How do you get parts of ozone?
Well, there's doctors around the country that have machines in their office, and they're trained in how to use it.
Wow.
And most of them all have my protocols because I kind of sat down one day and said, okay, why don't we try this? And it's working. So far, everyone we've treated, their symptoms have resolved within about 3 days. We usually treat them a 4 or 5, but we generally get them better in about 3 days. We've also using direct IV ultraviolet light, and we have two ways of giving that. One is where we take about 250 cc's of blood out, pass it through a quartz chamber under multiple ultraviolet and different wavelengths. And we have an intravenous laser that was developed in Germany about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay, I'm going to do this. Hey, doctor, do me a favor. It's Dr. Thompson, you say. I don't know you. Well, stop. I don't know you, and I want to make sure that I have your credibility on my side. And I'd like to have you back on the program once we check you out, if that's okay. So do me a favor. Go back on hold. And Sam, do me a favor. Get all of his information. Let's check him out. Hey, he sounds really, really smart, which is great, but he could be also saying something that's not true as far as I know. Sounds pretty reliable to me. We'll check him out. We'll have him back on. Give it here.
This is the Joe Pags.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all that and more, plus the live video stream. The Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Monday. Yes, indeed you do. Shotgun. Glad to have you. Getting her done. Agriculture Secretary, United States of America. It'll be Sonny Perdue this hour. Glad to have him on. We talk about the food supply. Any issues there? Anything to worry about? He will give you answers that you're going to want to hear. I'm going to do it because I feel like we have to lighten the mood a little bit, to be honest. What?
Yay! What?
Yeah, go for it. We need a good laugh. Go for it.
And here's Polo. Well, we need a good laugh. We're going to have Polo just do something for half an hour. No?
I want the blue note. I got to hear the blue note. I want the blue note. Where's the blue note? Let's
bring
go.
Back the blue note.
I'm going to, because I'm nice, I'm going to, not you that you are. Two are going to take it in, but I'm going to do it for the audience.
Oh, okay.
Take one for the team.
In a scale, there are seven notes, and then the eighth note is the octave of the beginning of the scale. Stop.
I'm sorry. What? Okay.
Why are you laughing at me?
Just continue music lesson. I'm not. Not at all. Go ahead.
But it's very simply. Ba, 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 ba. Okay, so the third note can be ba, ba, ba. That's major. You can make it ba, ba, ba. You can make it minor. It's a blue note. Mm-hmm. And you can also blue note the seventh. You can make it a dominant seventh. You can something like that. So when you take a note that you expect it to be, the eighth is the octave. You suck. Let me do this.
Sorry. Go ahead.
You're such a jerk. Seriously, both of you. Look at you both.
Sorry.
This is hilarious to you. So anyway, you can take some of those notes. You could bend them down a half step. You could bend them down a quarter step and make them blue. They're blue and where they're a jazz note. Like a blues scale is very different than a regular scale. So what Earth, Wind, and Fire does very well, and I do badly, I guess, is you can take those notes, take them down a little bit, or you can actually overshoot them on purpose to make them sound jazzier, funkier, a little bit like that. You guys just heard the funky, and not in a good way. Mm. So, no, don't make a face. You actually called it funky, like Toe Jam, Polo. I heard you. Right, now he's making the eyebrows. I mean, you're on camera, so you might as well say something.
No, I mean, it was something.
Exactly right. So I don't need your approval. I know what I was doing, and I did it. The notes that you hear were done purposely. Now, you might not like them. That's okay. But you made a face immediately. The visceral faces that you both made exactly at the same time were, holy crap, you really messed that up. And the answer is I did not. I did it on purpose.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead.
I did not think that you messed it up.
You just thought I did it badly.
It just, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And look, that I accept. But I think you both thought I actually aired something where I hit a wrong note. I didn't. That's the right note I wanted to hit. You guys just didn't like it.
Yeah, we did not.
And it's okay.
Yeah, hey, there you go. We were just like,
we could have an agreement at least.
In a red note or something. I don't know. It's something different.
Put in a red note. That's what I'll do. Now, in a red note, in a scale, da-da-da-da-da. See, I try to go all musical on you. Then you guys get all, you know, like children. Like a couple of children in the playground. Let's bully the musical guy.
Okay.
I'm the dork with the French horn, and I'm getting bullied by my staff. Oh, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. This is the PAGS parody suggested by Gabby. I thought it was a great suggestion. To Earth, Wind, and Fire, sing a song. It's a little something I call Stay at Home. Keep in mind, haters gon' hate. No doubt. Let me show your faces this time, because you were so rude last time.
Good.
Why would I? Why would I put myself through that?
Oh, you poor thing.
Let's go. When you feel down and out, stay at home and scream and shout. There's no time. Stay at home and don't go out. Spend some time on your hip. Stay at home, no one's gonna care. Ignoring you. Don't go out, just stay clear. Stay at home in your underwear. Everybody, stay at home. Stay at home. Stay at home. Whatever, you got a couple of beats.
I needed a good laugh, so this is good. I'm glad you're playing this.
I love that reverb.
I did too. That's why I asked you to work today. Makes you guys happy to make fun of me. Whatever.
Yeah, a little bit.
Let's go. Do you have enough TV? If you do, you're fancy free. None on the shelves, you see. People gobble it up, then they flee. Look out. The freak out is on indeed. You can't do church on your knees. Arresting pastors behind lock and key. Everybody sing it. Stay at home. Stay at home. Stay at home. Stay at home. Little something, little PAGS parody, Stay at Home, suggested by Gabby. I thought it was a great idea. Certainly, I sang it the best I could. Doesn't mean it was any good. But your thoughts on that, certainly welcome. Just go to at Joe Talk Show on Twitter, at JoeTalkShow over on the Twitters. Love to hear from you, certainly. All right, so there's a lot going on. I wanted to get that out of the way. I did not want to not play it again. You guys both hated so much on my rendition. What was it? It was Unchained Melody, but it was about Joe Biden.
Oh,
you guys hated on that so much. I played it once and never played it again. And the people actually gave me a hard time for not playing it again.
Really? Okay.
So I was not going to allow you to bully me out of this one.
Oh, we're not bullying you. Oh, my goodness. No. I told you. Just our opinion. That's all. We're friends. You can take it.
Hey, and again, I played it again, so I was happy to play it again. Yeah. So, okay, your thoughts over on the Twitter's at Joe Talk Show, and also you can call in if you want, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. There's a lot going on with coronavirus. So, Dr. Birx, did you hear that she's saying that 200,000 dead now?
Is what we're shooting for? Yeah.
So I'm confused by that, because Dr. Fauci said 100,000 to 200,000, and then he actually updated it. Well, that's worst case scenario. And now Birx today said best case scenario is 200,000.
Yeah.
And it could be in the millions if we don't do exactly what everybody tells us to do.
Yeah. That's what she said.
See, let me ask you something. Did you check out Dr. Thompson said, it was Dr. Thompson called it an end of last hour. We have his information, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so we'll actually go through that and we'll check him out. Because, again, I like having experts on, but we have to know who he is and all that. Have you ever heard of anybody using ozone?
No, I haven't.
That's news. Not me either.
I mean, use ozone to treat something? And then use ultraviolet light? So easily, somebody can call a show like mine. The number is obviously available, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. And they can say they're a doctor. They can say that you can do this with ozone or that with ultraviolet light. And, you know, and they could be making fun. The one thing I'm never going to do is just take their word for it until I check the person out. And I hope that he's real. And I hope that he's got some real solutions. I'm not saying he's not. But it would be remiss of me to have, because like the interviews I do on the program, we know who the people are. We check them out. They've got, you know, certain resources and we can check the credibility. I want to make sure that it's like, remember, and also from Alaska, remember when Governor Palin was trying to get a hold of me?
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And I'm going, "Psst, Governor Palin, what are you kidding me?" It was some Facebook page. It was like, you know, PAL, whatever. And I'm like, well, that doesn't tell me anything. And then I like made her FaceTime me, and there's Sarah Palin sitting in Alaska FaceTiming me. So, I mean, you have to make sure that you're clear on it, or else you lose credibility as a host or as the show. So, and at one point, he was talking so fast and sounded so smart, I wasn't sure what he said about what it was that people had in their office. But, Paul, did you hear that?
I didn't.
When he said that?
I didn't, but you said that they were using ozone?
Yeah, that's what
he
said.
So, I've seen some videos out there where people were doing this thing, and it was one of those dumb challenge things, and they were spraying stuff into their mouth, and then they were lighting on fire. And they were saying that would take care of the coronavirus in your throat. So, which clearly is not true, but I don't know if that's what he was talking about.
Yo, here's what I'm going to say. Don't shoot fire into your mouth to kill coronavirus. Right. Please don't do that. Don't drink, you know, straight alcohol. Don't do what you're seeing some doofuses do on TikTok or YouTube or whatever. But I hope the guy is real, and we will look him up and verify and make sure that we vet him. And I'd love to have him on for a long segment. That would make sense, right? If he's a guy who's actually using something to help people with coronavirus, that would be wonderful. So we'll do that. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Lots more to come. Keep it right here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
News, weather, and traffic.
Welcome to the program, the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, bottom of the hour. Make sure you stick around for that. Got a lot going on, lots to get to. I am not familiar with the usage of ozone for healing or medical reasons. I'm not a doctor, and therefore I don't know many therapies other than those that I've gone through. I haven't had this used on me as far as I know. But I got people on the phone lines who actually want to tell me about it, so I'll listen. Kevin, what's happening in San Antonio? Talk to me.
Well, you know, just another little rainy day in San Antonio.
Glad to
have you on the program, sir.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Hey, so we've been using these in the automotive industry for years. Get rid of all the smells and, you know, out of cars, cigarette smoke, pet odors, left somebody's food in a rental car, whatever. And they all came out of the woodwork when all this started happening, saying, oh, by the way, it kills viruses. So they do sanitize. I've not found documentation on it saying that they'll kill X virus, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure somebody's going to come tell me that they will. But they have come out and told us that they will kill any virus, and it cleans and sanitizes a car. And we've been using them I'm 30 years in the industry, and as long as I can remember, we've been using them for, you know, loan cars, you know, with luxury brands, people smoking it, whatever, and car smells. We ventilate the car with it for an hour. It's got to be closed because you can't breathe it in. It is, you know, generates pure ozone. So then we vent the cars out for a couple hours, and then they smell like nothing was ever in them. So,
well, I'm certainly going to look into it. I think it's interesting. Kevin, I'm going to look into it. But I guess my wonderment is, so are we going, we know what the ozone layer is made of through our exploration. We're not getting it, I'm guessing, from the ozone. We're probably recreating it here on the planet. And I'm just wondering, injecting it into somebody as a treatment is different than cleaning a car out with it. You know what I mean?
I would think so. This is actually generated by plates in the machine, right? Because it manufactures the gas. So, and you can clean the plates, it cleans stuff. I mean, it's a whole little maintenance program. You can, I hate to use the word Google, but you can Google these. They're everywhere.
Oh, I'll look it up. No, I'm definitely going to look it up. Yeah, I didn't know anything about a treatment, using ozone. I think that's very interesting, certainly. But now, how do you do it in the car? You put it in the car and then you just have it recirculate the air, or what do you do?
Enclose the car, turn everything off, and it because when you're a car guy, right?
I am.
You've had those cars where just you get that old funky smell, or something gets left in the car, or somebody's fast food. Well, this just penetrates everything. It gets down in the air and the foam and the seats and the dash.
Interesting.
Just eliminates that so that when we deal with loan cars a lot because you get people with different smells in cars and it bothers other people. So if we get one that smells, or when we fully detail like a pre-owned car, we're taken in for trade, we stick the ozone machine in it for an hour.
Nice.
Open the doors and windows all up, let it clear all the ozone out. Car smells fresh and clean like nothing ever happened. And that's what that's the sanitized process. It breaks down everything in the car and kills all those smells, from bacteria to all of it.
Very interesting. All right. Well, Kevin, I appreciate that insight. That's interesting. I don't know. Carrie, do you know if they were using ozone to clean out cars?
I had no idea. Mm-mm.
I mean, am I speaking out of school when I say I know what ozone is and the ozone layer is?
I know. We've all heard of that.
Ozone to treat people and clean out cars? I don't know.
I didn't know that.
Paul, you got something on ozone, huh? You've heard about ozone before?
Well, I sent you a story from the New York Post where they're, I guess, saying that it's false. But what they're saying that, I'm trying to find it here, says that there's ozone purifiers create serious health risks, and including lung and cellular damage. But there was another article that I was reading, and it was talking about how ozone is basically O3 instead of O2.
Okay.
And that, I guess what he's saying, it'll in fact do those things. But, I mean, to use it on the human body, I don't know. I mean.
Interesting. All right. We're going to look this doctor up. I hope that he's onto something. It'd be very interesting to find out more. That's certainly, I'm not closed off to it. I'm not a medical professional. I have no idea what could or couldn't work. I do know that the FDA said yes to hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for coronavirus. That's interesting to me.
And sorry, I just wanted to add this. In the New York Post article, it says that it's a non-FDA approved germicide.
Wow.
So.
Very interesting. All right, again, a doctor saying that he's using it to treat people in Alaska. That's interesting. We will certainly follow up, that's for sure. Let me go back at it and say hi to line 4. It's Rich in Ohio. Rich, what's up?
Hey, Joe, what's up?
I'm living a dream, man. Talk to me.
Yes. I actually work in the cleaning industry, and ozone has been a thing, as has UV has been a thing for quite a long time. Depending on the parts per million in the atmosphere, you can kill pretty much anything in a room.
Right, but I mean, I would imagine that would also kill a person if they breathed it. That's what the last guy said.
Actually, if you breathe it, yes. If it's put into your blood directly, no. The only part of your body, as far as I know and all the studies I've read, that is damaged by ozone is your lungs.
Interesting.
Yes. So there's ozonification of the blood and putting ozone in water and swallowing it and drinking it. That has been a thing that's been studied. Nobody's taken actual studies to see its effectiveness in the body because there's nothing to patent. You're going to spend $1 billion on tests and studies. You want to get something out of it.
I mean, is your turn signal on? What is that noise in the background? I got to know.
Sorry about that. I'm driving.
No, I just wondered. I just wondered what that was. Like, is it a turn signal? What is that?
Was a turn signal.
Well, Rich, anyway. Very interesting. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to do some research on it. I had no reason to research ozone before now. And if it's O3, I mean, like O2 is 2 molecules of oxygen. O3 would be 3 molecules of oxygen. So, we'll see what the hell it is. I don't know anything about it. But very interesting that the doctor brought it up. And we will follow up big time. James, up. Lost him in Kansas City. Darn it. Joseph, Pennsylvania, what's going on?
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Living a dream, man. What's happening?
Yeah, so along with a couple of these other guys that have commented, I do some wildlife control, and sometimes when you get in some of these old dank attics, and you'll have all these bat droppings or whatever else it is, they leave these smells that just no amount of free flow air will ever get rid of. And while I haven't employed it yet, in my work, that's definitely been something I've researched and looked into, because essentially what those guys were saying, I mean, you can purchase some machines that basically will or rent them even, that'll basically kill everything, so whatever's creating those smells. So I mean personally, that sounds pretty wacky for somebody to be trying to actually treat somebody with it, but I could see the implications of say a hospital ward or somewhere where it was sort of ground zero for the coronavirus or whatever it may be, they could use those types of measures to basically sanitize it completely, remove human air. After a certain amount of time, after nobody being in there, it's safe for humans.
Well, I can understand that application, but the doctor was saying he's actually using it to treat people, and 3 days later they're fine. That's something that I'll have to look into. That just sounds like a different application than we're talking about. Joseph, thank you. It just sounds like a different application than what anybody is saying, cleaning out cars and sanitizing this and killing viruses that. And it would be interesting to find out, okay, how exactly would you use this to treat people? Sam, have you looked him up? Is the guy for real or what?
I mean, he's a real doctor, according to his website. So I'm waiting to learn more.
All right, sounds good. When we come back, it's going to be Secretary Sonny Perdue. He's the Agriculture Secretary for the United States. Keep it right here on the Joe Pags Show.
Joe Pags.
On the Michael Berry Show.
Great radio stations across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there, plus the live video feed. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. Really glad to have back the Secretary of Agriculture for the United States of America. It's Sonny Perdue. Sonny, how are you?
I'm doing well, Joe. Hope you are, and staying safe.
No, absolutely, my friend. We're staying holed up. We're listening to the good advice coming from the president, from you, and from everybody else in the administration. Man, everybody's in still sort of a panic, although we're getting used to it now. Originally, when we heard that there was this virus coming our way, people ran out, and they bought all the food, and they bought all the drink, and they bought all the toilet paper, for goodness sakes. And I'm glad that you had a minute to come on and talk about this. Talk to me about the food chain, the food supply. Are we at any risk at all of not having enough food?
Joe, we don't see any evidence of that at all. While you did see a panic national hurricane rush 2 weeks ago and some barren shelves that kind of freaked people out, they're not used to seeing that. That's why we're really kind of spoiled as Americans. The biggest problem we have with our groceries is choice shock.
Right.
There's just so many choices. And now the food supply chain is sound, it's safe, and it's functioning just the way we had hoped it would, thanks to all those good people working to grow it and process it and supply it and transport it. So it's working very well. I was in grocery stores this week just looking and checking around, and I think there was a calmness there where people saw the shelves replenished and they were shopping in a much more orderly fashion than they were 2 weeks ago.
It is United States Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. Sonny, why do you think people reacted that way? Because of the unknown? I think if we have a lack of information, that causes panic. But why run out and buy all the toilet paper, for goodness sakes? And why go get all the beef and all the eggs and all the water when I never heard anything about any sort of supply chain issue and producers not being able to produce? Any ideas why that happened?
I think that's just human nature. You see it when the hurricanes come, but when it happens on a national basis, that can create real problems, Joe, and that's sort of what we had. I think it's just natural to want to hoard things when we don't think the supply will be there. There may not have been the confidence, even though we came on right away and said, look, the food supply chain, There's plenty of food. Just shop like you normally would.
Yeah.
And don't try to buy months of supply of toilet paper. I never did get that connection.
I didn't either. I had no idea what that was all about. And thank goodness people are starting to back off a little bit. In fact, they're making funny videos now using all the rolls of toilet paper they have left over at the house. It is Secretary Sonny Perdue, again, Department of Agriculture. People are concerned because a lot of children get their food at school. Schools are shut down. I do understand that you're working in collaboration with some other people to make sure that nobody's going to go hungry during this pandemic. What's going on? Who are you working with? And what about those parents who are wondering about their kids eating during the day?
Joe, that was one of the first acts we did. And in collaborating with our partners at school lunch professionals all across the country, giving them waivers to make sure that when school was out, they could still provide those meals to the kids at sites where they could be picked up. And the good news in America is that we've got great private entities that also come to bear. The Baylor Collaborative on Hunger and Poverty collaborated with McLean Global, a global logistics company, and PepsiCo to pack 1 million meals a week to deliver to rural kids that may not be able to get back into town because of their isolation in order to pick up these spots. So we're grateful for that, and we appreciate them very much.
For those who are listening, I mean, many of the school districts have already made the announcement, but the children can still go and get food at school. But I think what they're doing is they're handing it through the car window, and you're not actually going in and getting close to people, right?
It's a grab and go in most places. That's exactly right. And some of them are being very creative by running bus routes and handing off the meals at on bus routes.
That's smart. When people are listening to us, they're probably wondering, like I am, what about the food producers? Will there ever be a time where they have to do social distancing? You know, a lot of these plants can't really put the food together or whatever if people aren't there working it. Or are there already provisions in line that say, well, this is a top priority, we're not going to lock them down, and we'll make sure that they're safe before they go in and handle the food? How does that work?
Well, the good news is they are at work, and for most of these processing places, there are separations. There usually it's 6 feet or more there. They're not side by side. Typically, some may be, but our inspectors are still on the job, and fortunately, almost everyone has come to work and processing the food because they know how vital it is and to refill those shelves. So I want to thank all those people from the people who produce the inputs for farmers who grow it, ranchers who care for the cattle and livestock and the processing, the inspectors, as well as the logistics companies, the truckers, and those who stock shelves and check the people out. It's been a tremendous American spirit type of job.
It's Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. Always appreciate the time and the access. Let me ask you about the possible, you know, maybe silver lining here. I'm a glass half full guy. I know that through this, we're going to see manufacturing come back to the United States, because if we rely on China for all of our manufacturing and our pharmaceutical and our health supplies, we might be in trouble if another virus like this, you know, pops up in China, where a lot of times it does happen. Let me talk about the farmers. Do you think that people are getting a better understanding about what farmers do here in the United States through a time like this without them? And these are generational people, been doing this for centuries. Without them, we might be in dire straits. Talk about the farmer just a minute, if you don't mind.
Well, I hope they are. I hope everyone's getting a better appreciation for our growers and our livestock people and our producers who grow the food and all those involved in that supply chain, as we mentioned earlier, those people who process it and package it. But it's vitally important, and that's really when you know that food security is national security, and everything that some people have complained about what farmers get, but it's really what farmers give that make us safe and healthy as a nation.
There are many governors, including the one right here in the great state of Texas, Governor Abbott, who are considering orders or have already done orders that say your SNAP can be used in a drive-through. The SNAP program, the food stamps program, generally speaking, is about unprepared food. You go to the store, you buy some food, and the taxpayers will help you out, feed your family. But in a time like now where you have to have this social distancing, does it make sense in your mind to say, you know, let's let fast food and drive-through take SNAP at least for now?
Well, we're trying to give some waivers and consider waivers that way nationally, whether that would be appropriate or not. We don't. The SNAP program has to have a sign up and an ability to handle the EPD cards, and many restaurants do not have that. So we're trying to work through some of those challenges right now.
And that would make a lot of sense in the minds of many, at least for a temporary basis. It's Secretary Sonny Perdue, United States Secretary of Agriculture. If you don't mind, and we do this a lot. I think last time we got into some of the idiosyncrasies of what your job is. When something like this happens and the president says, I need to speak to the cabinet, how does that go down? I mean, how does that meeting happen? Is it some sort of a teleconference? Do you guys all get together in a room and say, okay, here's the plan going forward, Sonny. What do you want to do for agriculture? Hey, what do you guys want to do for energy, you know, to Dan Buyette or somebody like that? How does that go down? What is the mechanism that Americans don't realize has to happen at government for things to go smoothly?
Well, while he will call us individually for whatever the need is, any time of the day or night, and he does, when he likes to speak with all of us, he's a face-to-face kind of person.
Yeah.
He wants to show that he's serious about it, his leadership goes through and inspires us really to make sure we're doing everything we can to follow that leadership and make sure people are fed. And the supply chain, kids are being fed, as well as our ag labor, ag workforce is available.
I know that you don't take a whole lot of guff from anybody, but we've talked about this before. People would like to attack this president and this cabinet, this administration, no matter what the crisis happens to be. Now they're complaining about his daily news conferences. And if he didn't do the daily news conferences, they would complain that he didn't do them. And they complain how he answers questions. But if he doesn't answer questions, then he's in trouble for not answering questions. In a time like now, where we're under an international crisis and we're trying to get ourselves through this as a human race, can you let that stuff just wash off your back, or does it bother you at all when you hear all this garbage?
Wouldn't it be nice to come together as Americans like we typically have in the past?
Yep.
And all pull together rather than bitter partisanship, sniping that happens? It's really sad to see.
It's almost as if they're trying to plan for November, but we haven't gotten out of March yet. It's very strange.
Yeah, and to blame some of the things on him, it really is surprising and very sad, Joe, to read and listen to some of this hyperbole that just is unbelievable.
I want to circle back to the beginning, and it's great to have access and time with United States Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, working very hard with private and public entities to try to ensure that we have food. Those who's joining us now, Sonny, before I let you go, if you don't mind, just reassure them in the last minute or so about the food chain, about, you know, because a lot of people have made things up in their minds. We're all cabin fever, right? They've made things up in their mind that the food is going to run out. What are we going to do if it does? I don't have a garden in the backyard. I can't go and shoot a deer and feed my family with it. The food supply, the food chain is in good order, yes?
Joe, to all your listeners, nothing is more sound than their food supply. It's going to be there. They can count on it. And people working day in and day out to make sure it stays that way. So please reassure your listeners, the food supply chain is sound.
Anything we can do for you, Secretary, let us know right away. I love the job you're doing. I'm glad when I see you out there on the stage with the president, too, so every so often to give an update on what's happening with that. I think that the American people know that you guys are working very, very hard, and I think that they're able to put the politics aside. Thanks a million for your time. Anytime you've got a minute, I'd love to have you back.
Thank you, Joe. Talk to you later.
All right, my friend. We're back after this in the Joe Pags Show. Stay right here.
The Joe Pags Show.
News Radio 1200 WOAI.
Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. WOAI, an iHeartRadio station.
Great to have you, Motown Monday, the Joe Pags Show. Thanks for stopping by. A couple of stories before we get out of here. Some of your phone calls, too. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Make sure you stick around. Very interesting to talk to the Secretary of Agriculture, and I'm glad that he said the food supply is fine, because that's exactly what people did first. Well, toilet paper first for some reason. And then second, it was, let's buy all the beef, let's buy all the food, let's buy all of everything. And people did seriously hoard the food. And during the interview, Kerry, I mentioned to him that people are like on TikTok and these other places posting videos where they're using all of their rolls of toilet paper to like make games. There was one that I saw yesterday where I think it was a little dog or something that was jumping over. Paula, did you send us that?
I didn't, was it a cat? It was cats. There were like several cats.
Were they cats?
They'd start up with one row all the way across, and then they would build up a second one, and then a third row, and then like they're just, you know, jumping over.
Hmm. And people are just playing games with the extra toilet paper that they all bought. I mean, right. You know what I mean? So I'm glad to hear that the food supply is going to be fine, the shelves are getting restocked, everybody calm the hell down. We're going to make it through this. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Glad to have you along for the ride. We're going to, again, a couple of stories that I want to make sure that you understand, because one medication has been green-lighted by the FDA. And also, you know, the Kennedy Center needed $25 million. What did they do with it? And Meghan Markle, is it Markle or Merkel?
Merkel.
Uh-huh. And Prince Harry. Who gives a beep about these two? Constantly got to hear about these two. And now there's some Twitter back and forth with them and the president? Come on, man. So we'll get into that as well if we have time. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Love reminding you about Omaha Steaks. We go to Omaha Steaks at the PAGS house all the time. They send it to you frozen. It's incredible. It is some of the most tender, delicious, tasty meat you're ever going to have. They've been doing it for over 100 years now. The fact is, I love it when I know that Omaha Steaks has delivered. And right now, Omaha Steaks knows what's going on. They've got a limited time stock up sale. It's available for you because listen to my program to help your family stock up for the food that you love. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter my code PAGS, PAGS, into the search bar. You're going to get free shipping on orders of $69 or more. World famous Omaha Steaks in this pack. Premium poultry and pork. Tasty and easy to make side dishes. No work family meals for your slow cooker or your oven. Skillet meals ready in 15 minutes or less. Artisan desserts and much, much more. Right now, stock up boxes. They are ready to go. And if you order something $69 or more, you get free shipping. Again, omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Put in my name, P-A-G-S, in the search bar and get this done right now. Carrie, if you don't mind, tell us about this FDA approval first, and then we'll get into the... For some reason, we have to care about Prince Harry and what's-her-face.
Okay, from the Blaze, the Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency authorization for the use of an anti-malaria drug for the treatment of COVID-19 after the drug showed some potential as a treatment for the disease caused by the coronavirus, Politico reported. The authorization will allow the drugs chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine to be donated to the national stockpile and to be prescribed by doctors to COVID-19 patients without a need for the drug to go through clinical trials. Scientists in America and around the world have identified multiple potential therapeutics for COVID-19, including chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar wrote on Twitter on Sunday, President Trump's taking every possible step to protect Americans from the coronavirus and provide them with hope. Azar also announced Sandoz donated 30 million doses of hydroxychloroquine sulfate and Bayer donated 1 million doses of chloroquine phosphate. And there's still no proven treatment or cure for COVID-19, but researchers and physicians in the U.S., South Korea, China, and France have seen the drugs effectively reduce COVID-19 symptoms in some cases.
There you go. So that's now available to be prescribed by a doctor. I'm hoping that usurps any sort of ridiculous order by any governor out there who decided, yeah, no, we're not going to let you prescribe that, as if they have that right. I still don't think they actually had that right. But also, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, I don't know why we care, but there's some back and forth between them and the president. Why don't they go their asses back to England? Why do we even have to have them here, to be honest with you? Go ahead. What do we have on these two?
From Fox News, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry said they never had plans to ask the United States government to pay for their personal security amid their reported move to Los Angeles. On Sunday, President Trump tweeted about reports the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have relocated from Canada to Markle's home city. In his tweet, Trump made sure to note the U.S. won't be footing the bill to keep them safe after they made the decision to step back from their senior royal duties and live outside the UK, financially independent of the crown. However, it seems the couple already had their security concerns sorted out. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have no plans to ask the U.S. government for security resources. A spokesperson for Meghan and Harry told Fox News, privately funded security arrangements have been made. When the couple initially moved to Canada after their infamous Megxit announcement earlier this year, there was controversy there over the fact the Royal Canadian Mounted Police had provided them and their infant son, Archie, intermittent security.
I mean, come on, man. I got to be honest. It keeps on making news. These two dorks keep on making news. I don't care. I know, just had it on my show. I get it. But, I mean, I honestly don't care that she's getting voice work with Disney or that they'll move here after Trump isn't in office anymore. They're going to go to Canada, which is better. Go back to England and go hang out with your family, you privileged doofuses. And I don't know what the real story is about their security. And again, Carrie, did I mention this? I don't care.
You did. Yes. Got it.
But then I did ask you to read the story because I think I wanted you to read it so I could tell people I just don't care.
Okay.
Oh, do we have time for the parody one more time? Kidding. No. Pop culture. Boop. Dirty pop. I was kidding. What? What's up, Polo? E.T.
All right, so Sony Pictures has announced that they're going to push back a bunch of their movies that were supposed to come out this year due to this whole coronavirus situation. Movies like Peter Rabbit 2, which had already been moved once, they're actually moving it all the way till next year in January. Then there was Ghostbusters Afterlife, which is supposed to be, I guess, another Ghostbusters movie. They're moving that one to July, let me see, 2021. And same thing with Morbius, which was another movie. And then there's a PlayStation movie that was called Uncharted, and that one's moved to October 2021.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Streaming services are doing great business. By the way, that's Polo. That is Carrie. That's Sam. I'm Joe. We'll see you tomorrow, same time.